Hello and welcome. This is Life on Purpose with Tayo Ashola. I hope you're doing very well today. Today I want to talk about nothing being lost. You say, what do I mean by that? Something I've realized in the last few weeks is turbulence when it comes around us, and oh my God, I'm not making enough money, or I can't pay my bills because I'm not able to meet my quota with my business, or I need this new thing, or I need that new thing. And a lot of us kind of find ourselves there sometimes. Or I need this relationship to be this way, or I need this to shift, or I need this to change. One thing always happens to me in prayer. Every time I get to that place of crying out about something that hasn't happened or something that I perceive needs to shift, is I always come to the realization that nothing is lost. And if I'm feeling turbulence as a result of something I perceive as chaos around me, there's something that I've forgotten from within me. And that is that nothing is lost. Because if you know and you're completely aware of the fact that everything that you would ever need in this life will come from inside you, the joy that you seek, the happiness that you seek, the companionship that you seek, everything will come from inside you. And you ask me, how about the factors that I can't control from within? The truth is, you can control it because you attract those things to yourself because of who you are. And who you are is affected by who you know that you are intrinsically. And I say this to encourage someone today, because I've been there a lot lately, where you start to forget who you are because of the world systems, because of the things you see outside of you, because sometimes you're able to compare yourself with other things and other people and other people's situations. And that is never wise, because you forget to really sit in your gratefulness that where you are today, you have the authority to change it if you want that change to come. And it'll start with who you are on the inside and remembering that only God is able to define that for you, because He created you as He created me. Your parents won't be able to define it for you. Your boyfriend or husband wouldn't be able to define it for you. Your career wouldn't be able to define it for you. Your accomplishments wouldn't be able to define it for you. God within your vessel will define it for you, because you look at it at the end of your life, and that day that you're going to transition from this place, like out of this world, you realize you didn't come here with anything and you wouldn't leave with anything. And the most that will happen is people will remember the impact that you had on their lives. And that impact you had on their lives came from who you were within yourself authentically. They might not remember that you gave them money, because maybe that money wouldn't have sustained them their lifetime. But they will remember how you made them feel. And that's the one thing we shouldn't lose: the virtues that we have within, the beauty within us, the peace and the love that we can give. Those things that every single situation of chaos outside of us tries to modify the people that come into your life, that walk into your life and try to disrupt it, only disrupt it with your permission. That we need to remember that the love that we have within, that we're able to share with others, that we're very unbended and intentional about the peace that we want to give, the reason that we choose not to be aggressive, the reason that we choose not to involve ourselves in arguments that escalate to places that disrupt our relationships, the reason that we do all of those things is so that we can preserve who we were meant to be authentically, that we're loving people, that we're kind, that we're gentle, that we're sweet. This is who we are. This is who we've been. And nothing is going to come and change that. That is our power. And so I pray that as you listen to this today, you can remember your beauty and remember how graceful you are and how all of that is more than anything else that you think you don't currently have. And that remembering this will begin to bring you into those places that you want to go to, because you will be the right person for that journey. I'm inspired even right now, just being able to share this, because I'm teaching myself too and reminding myself, and I feel so free. And I think you should embrace that freedom of being a love being. Have a wonderful day, friends. God bless you. This was Life and Purpose with Tayo Ishala. Bye bye.